In just a minute, Bill pays tribute to his favorite basketball player, Raimkeem Ramlijewan. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paul, a great day for the sport of bowling this week when it was announced that the sport of bowling might be what?
Going in the Olympics?
Yes, it'll be an Olympic sport. Maybe. This is the biggest thing for bowling, or as it will be called, summer curling, since the invention of nighttime cosmic bowling, which please let them use in the Olympics. Bowling is in the short list to be included in the 2020 Tokyo Olympic program, meaning that the nation of Wisconsin may finally get its first Olympic medal. Bowlers will become Olympic athletes, celebrities. They won't be in a Wheaties box. You might get them on a can of Hormel chili or perhaps Vienna sausages.
No, this is going to be big for the world of vending machines.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
They should do like a winter sport, like downhill bowling.
Well, why bowling, you may ask, feigning interest in this story? Well, after recent cheating scandals, the International Olympic Committee has been looking for a sport with a ball that cannot be deflated.
Isn't it going to be great to watch the bowlers walk past the training facility and be like, hey, what are they doing in there?
Oh, yeah. Maz, people often say the British royal family, even though they seem to be useless, they do contribute to the UK economy by bringing a lot of tourism. But a recent study says one group actually contributes more to the British economy than the whole royal family. What is this group?
More than the soldiers with the fluffy hats?
Now, that would be part of the royal family because they're in front of the royal palaces. I'll give you a hint. You could say the halls of Buckingham Palace were buzzing about this news.
Bees?
Yes, bees. Despite being completely irrelevant, the British royals have managed to stick around for generations because they bring in tourism income, largely in the sale of the special fried dough treats called Prince Charles ears. But it turns out bees actually contribute more to the British economy than the royals. They're crucial to the pollination of crops, they make honey, and they produce most of the country's wax, although Prince Philip does come in a close second.
Is England known to have a lot of bees?
Well, yes, you're British beekeepers, of course. Well, they have bees.
What do you mean, of course?
You said, of course, like people know that.
Yeah. Yes, British bees.
Everyone's born in the world knowing about the British beekeeper.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Do they buzz with an English accent?
Yeah.
Now, you said British bees. Where do they stand versus killer bees?
Much more polite.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's...
What country has the most bees, Mr. Expert on Bees?
I don't know, but I'm going to ask Bill Curtis to say something because whatever he says, it will sound right. Bill Curtis, what country has the most bees?
Russia.
There you go.
And Italy.
those are killer bees.
Yeah.
From different countries. It's amazing.
Brilliant.
The Italian bees go buzz, 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 buzz. Yeah, it's true.
Alonzo, we got cigarettes. We got trans fats. They all might kill you, but now a doctor in Australia is warning that you're putting yourself and others in danger if you do what?
Wow. You can't open wasabi on a space station.
We know that.
Anything, any hints?
Well, hipsters will be dropping like flies.
Uh-oh. Skinny jeans.
Yes, skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Do not wear skinny jeans. They could kill you. A woman in Australia had to have her skinny jeans cut from her body this week after she passed out trying to do something strenuous, which wearing skinny jeans could include breathing or circulating blood.
She had the jeans so tight she couldn't breathe?
What happened was apparently she was like crouching and trying to pick up something, and the jeans were so tight they cut off all her circulation, and she fainted and fell over and had to go to the doctor. And here's the problem. The doctor then told the world. What happened to doctor-patient confidentiality? The one time you need it is when your pants are so small for you they threaten your life. So this is a test.
Your jeans are dangerously tight.
If you cannot get a credit card into your pocket, your jeans are too tight. If your moil recognizes you walking down the street, Your pants are too tight.
All right, I hate to say it, but what's a moil?
Is there hope for me? Is there? Sorry.